Maria del Caballo, played by Ross Felrath, guitarist with the Twin Cities Flamenco Collective. The Twin Cities Flamenco Collective, along with the Ryan Picone Quartet with Ben Abrahamson, are collaborating to highlight connections between flamenco and hot club jazz. The acts tell us that the forms have been influencing each other for a long time. Regarding hot club jazz guitar, it's well known that Django Reinhardt came from a traveling Romani family, but there is another figure, Chanchal Vidal, who came from the Gitan Romani tribe. The Gitan tribe lived in France, but has roots in Spain. Guitarist Ryan Picone says of the guitar playing of Chanchal.
So there is, some information that Chanchal Vidal specialized in flamenco, and after meeting Django Reinhardt, he switched to the jazz manouche style or hot club jazz style. What he ended up doing is he wrote a piece called La Gitane that actually kind of injected a lot of the sounds that you would hear in like the flamenco kind of guitar kind of style in the falsettas. And that ended up influencing a lot of, you know, other musicians that came after him, like his student Moreno Winterstein, who was a teacher of Angelo Debar. And you could find a lot of Chanchal's influence in the music of Stucolo Rosenberg and Raphael Feiss. And you could definitely hear a lot of that in the rumba, the flamenco rumba kind of style that a lot of the jazz manouche and Sinti musicians adopted into their own style.
These are all indications of mixing between flamenco and jazz manouche guitar stylings.
His tune La Gitane is a perfect representation of that.
Gitan, that was Chanchal, and you can hear the connection in there between jazz manouche or hot club jazz and flamenco. So there's a long history in both flamenco and in jazz manouche or hot club jazz of borrowing. One of the major figures in the history of flamenco was Paco de Lucia, and that's what he did. And a local guy named Ben Abrahamson plays some of Paco de Lucia.
Yeah, so Ben Abrahamson was a student of legendary Michael Hauser, who was a student of Nino Ricardo, who Nino Ricardo was also a huge influence of Paco de Lucia. So you could definitely hear the connection in Ben's playing to a lot of roots and origins of flamenco music.
But the contribution of Ben Abrahamson is broader than that.
Yeah, so Ben, you know, his core is really deep in tradition, but something that's really special about him is that he definitely injects a lot of his own influences and his own style of playing to this kind of music, and you'll definitely hear that in his composition that he dedicated to Paco de Lucia.
In your concert, we're having various points of light between the flamenco and jazz manouche or hot club jazz communities that really haven't come to light previously. Every group seems to specialize in a different area of one music or the other. What about the Ryan Picone Quartet?
something that's interesting about my quartet is that we try to bring a lot of influence from the flamenco rumba tradition.
You're interested in a group that had a run of success called the Gypsy Kings.
What's interesting about the group, the Gypsy Kings, is that they also came from the south of France, and they were connected by the Ries, the Baliardo, and the Manitas de Plata families. And we'll be playing a lot of that kind of music and also collaborating with the Twin Cities Flamenco Collective and Ben Abrahamson in a finale at the end of the show.
What do you want to listen to right now by the Ryan Picon Quartet?
So I wrote a piece for one of my favorite guitarists. He's a synth musician from Germany. His name is Gizmo Graf. And this tune I pretty much wrote in the kind of like rumba flamenco style that is pretty much borrowed from the Manouche and Sinti musicians like Stuckalo Rosenberg and also Dorado Schmidt. So I kind of wrote a piece dedicated to him, and this is a piece called Gizmo.
Twin Cities Flamenco Collective and the Ryan Picon Quartet with Ben Abrahamson collaborate on a performance that tells of the connections between flamenco and hot club jazz. 7:30 p.m., Saturday, August 29th at Crooner's Supper Club in Fridley. The URL for information is croonersmn.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.